Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today's story is about Richard Hearn, a well-known hunter, who once stalked a beast more fearsome than a tiger and followed it straight to the dark country beyond the green door. In October 1921, Richard Hearn received a strange letter from the burgomaster of the Romanian village of Kermek. The burgomaster had read about Hearn and knew he was a famous hunter. Therefore, it seemed only natural to ask him to rid Kermek of a most fearsome beast, a destroyer who had ravaged the local peasants for over a year. Hearn had done this sort of thing in India and Africa, nothing strange about it. But very strange was the kind of beast he was asked to destroy. For this, the burgomaster swore, was nothing less than a werewolf. Hearn had his doubts about that. But if it were a werewolf, Hearn would be the first man ever to have killed one. It would make a unique and marvelous trophy, a werewolf hide pegged out among his trophies. So, not exactly believing the burgomaster's tale, but not disbelieving it either, Hearn went to Kermek. The village was located near the Carpathian Mountains in Transylvania. This was werewolf country, if such an animal had ever existed. He planned with care, as he always planned his hunting expeditions. After reading everything available on the habits, strengths, and weaknesses of the hypothetical werewolf, Hearn set out one night under a full moon. He found the beast's natural habitat in an ancient and deserted cemetery. There, rifle in hand, he waited. The great yellow moon drooped low on the horizon. Midnight came, and the creatures of the field and forest grew silent. Then Hearn saw a dark beast prowling silently among the tombstones, turning, coming towards him. It was wolf-like, a huge, rough-coated beast, gray and ferocious, with eyes that burned like torches in the night. No man looking at that lean and grisly creature could ever mistake it. The beast was a werewolf, and hurled itself at the hunter's throat. Only Hearn's great experience saved him. He was able to swing the rifle to his shoulder, aim and fire, all in a single coordinated movement. The heavy bullet stopped the werewolf in his tracks, and Hearn was glad he had taken the expensive precaution of loading with silver bullets. A werewolf was dead before it hit the ground. A magical beast killed by an enchanted bullet. Hearn walked over to the werewolf's body. He took out his skinning knife, bent over his trophy, and heard, just behind him, the telltale rustle of a leaf. He whirled, and in that instant, he knew where his planning had gone wrong. There was no time to seize the rifle, so Hearn tried to defend himself with his knife. But the steel blade was useless, and Hearn screamed as huge, foam-flecked jaws closed on him and slowly ground out his life. His last bitter thought was that it was his own fault. He should have realized that a werewolf, like any other beast, is bound to have a mate. ¶¶